matter who you are in this room and watching me by various channels and various ways, if you hear me today and tonight, you're going to know how to walk out of every financial unrest. And I'm talking about in the prospect of instantly. I'm not talking about a lot of prayer. I'm not talking about a lot of praise. I'm not talking about a lot of worship. I'm talking about, let me say two things, divine rights and divine order shaking hands. When divine right and divine order meet and shake hands, there's no way to be stopped. In 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved under God. Now watch the next word in there. A workman needed not to be ashamed. A workman that needed not be ashamed. Very important. What I say? Then it says, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes, sir.
How many see that?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, I want you to listen now. I want you to pay attention because you have the capabilities of functioning in more than you can count.
Yes, sir.
This thing got the register. This thing got the register. It's already registered on your spirit. Had to register on your soul and your senses. Romans 1, chapter 16, just for foundation footage. Romans 1, I'm going to say something after this scripture, right before the next scripture, that will give you a heads up on prosperity. To get you in a position. Romans 1:16. Now there are those who ignorantly preach there's no gospel of prosperity. But they're not preaching behind Jesus. For I'm not ashamed, that word again, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Note that word of shame there. I want you to see the word shame. Salvation is a prosperity word. If you save, you already got it. Where is it? Now, if you do not rightly divide the word, Hebrew 4:12, can't rightly divide you. Let me say that again. I want you to see this because your prosperity is going to rise right up in your lap. If you can't rightly divide the word, there's a shame going to come in your life. But if you rightly divide the word, it will show you how to remove all shame. We're going to talk about the financial shame and the financial scams and the financial struggles and the financial suffering people have gone through who really love God for no reason at all. Look at me. For no reason at all. That's plenty enough for everybody to have too much. Old Testament saints like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Job, Esther, and Ruth, Boaz, on and on, David, left us financial fame, the New Testament church been walking in financial shame. Constantly saying, I don't have enough. Constantly saying, it's nice, but I can't touch that. That is not the divine will of God. Trying to get what you already got. I don't care what your financial status are this morning, don't make me no dim. All I want to know is, are you a Christian? That's all I want to know. Do Christ live on the inside of you? That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know your background. I don't need to know how much you owe. I don't need to know how long you've been trying. I don't need to know what your grandmother's name. I don't need to know none of that. What color your skin, how long, how tall you are, how short you are, or how much you weigh. I don't need to know none of that. All I need to know that I'm talking to you, if Christ lives in you, your life will change today. I'm hearing the Spirit of God say, my money is easy. Write that down. My money is easy. I want you to write in your note, easy money. Not laborers, but from favor. There's financial favor on the inside of me. Oh, talk it. Do you believe you got any grace in you?
Yes.
Well, that's what that is. Now, you look at Hebrews 4:12 for a moment, three scriptures, and then I'm going to give you three more scriptures. Because I work with them today and tonight, and probably might be the rest of this week. Now I want you to look at somebody and say, did he say I already have it? Answer him. Now, you know, in order to walk in the truth, you got to tell the truth. Huh? The evidence in ministers, pastors, churches, and members constantly is calling God a lie. Because we're not talking about money, form, and fashion here. No, we're not talking about your confession and what you believe in and your wishbone and all that stuff. We're talking about real money, real financial prosperity is available to every born-again child of God. Matter of fact, it's not only available, it's already deposited. Write the word application down. Appropriating. Accessing. The prosperity is already in you. What'd I say?
The prosperity
is already in you. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow, and of the discerning of thought and intent of the heart. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't know whether to read these other scriptures or read this sham report. Choice. I don't know what to do. Tell you the truth. The sham report I got to read here. Just give me a moment. I'm going to work like a Philadelphia lawyer. Listen at this. The financial shame, financial struggles. You know, anybody gonna say amen on that? I know. But let me just say it. Most of y'all broke.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, stop chewing or gum. Did I hear what he said? No, I have to say it in order for it to become a reality on the outside of you. Because you're really not broke. And you really shouldn't be broke on the outside. And the Holy Spirit is going to tell us how to instantly start another flow. Financial struggle, financial scheme, financial sham, financial stupidity, and financial stubbornness will be swallowed up by supernatural prosperity, by the revelation you already got it, and how to let it loose to flow in your life and your life affairs. That sheet I sent for, I was looking right at it. I want somebody to help me in here this morning. So I'm working from the premises and from the insight and the revelation that every person sitting here who proclaim Christ and have accepted Christ and Christ living in you, that you're already rich. Now I'm not talking about this, you know, flying in the air. I'm not talking about this stuff. I'm talking about what we're talking about. We're talking about money. We're talking about financial prosperity. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about financial health, right? I'm talking about financial prosperity. I'm talking about real money, all right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And you have to listen, because if not, that's why I told you it's Friday night. If you don't listen, you're going to miss it, because you're going to think that it's just another meeting. But the Holy Spirit want to reveal something. Now, just let me be awkward. I'm going to miss some things. Just let me be awkward. But there's something that the Holy Spirit want to get out this week, and this is Friday. All right. Now, if you listen, if you don't get so familiar with your scriptures, you know. And if you don't let the Holy Ghost teach us this morning, you're going to miss out on not having no more financial struggles. And you can have all the finance you want. And it's very easy. And it is not against God's will. Got to clear it up. It's not against God's will. Matter of fact, it's smack dab in the middle of God's will, that he may be able to show himself strong through you. Instead of just your praise and your prayer and your testimony, God wants a manifestation to be in your life that he who is not saved can still see God. Because I'm a firm believer, people don't want to talk about it, money talks. Money walks. And money changes people's attitude when they know you got it. People treat you different. People don't say yes, they say yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Stand up. You remember who you are. I'm about to tell you who you are. Your prosperity. Don't forget that. Stand up. Stay right there. I'll come back to you. Stand up. You abundant. Remember that, right? All right. Stand up. You increase. Stand up, man. You wealth. Now you got to remember that. Don't tell me thank you, but remember, because I'm coming back. You wealth. Stand up, ma'am. You overflow. Who are you?
Increase.
Now listen to what I'm about to tell you. They are you.
Thank you.
Every one of them already resides on the inside of you in Christ. They are you. Every one of these form of prosperity is already in you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The problem is they are in one place. Two places, you're going to have to do something about it. I wish you'd listen to me. I'm going to show you how to put it in all three places. There's another element involved in here. I'm going to stand somebody else up. Robin, stand up. You faith. It's another element. To walk out, to walk out the well and the overflow that is already yours. Now remember, you listening? I said all of this is in one part of you. So my job today and tonight is to teach you how to get it into the other two part. Matter of fact, three part.
Yes, sir.
What three part? What do you mean? Spirit, soul, and body. What the other part? Your spirit, your soul, and your body, and in your life of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why we needed that.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Is there, I've seen so many good men and good women struggle, love God with all their heart, tears in their eyes, this money thing, this material stuff. Why I can't get out of this situation I'm in? I'm living right, man of God. I'm paying my tithe.
Yes, sir.
But this money ain't working. It's there. And where the thief is stealing from you, is in your soul. Why would the scripture say, beloved, I wish of all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers? What happened if your soul knows right well? What happened if your soul, let me say it a way that I better get over, become first cousin to your spirit? They have a strong relationship. And all the sap that is in your spirit becomes sap in your soul. Your body don't have nothing to do about it. Once your soul get it, it goes, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
That's right.
Now, there was a robbery in that 12th verse. There was a robbery made. Y'all just remember saying, there was a robbery made. There was a robbery made in that Hebrew 4:12. Go back to Hebrew 4:12. Y'all can sit down. I'll get y'all back up later if I need you. It know the intent and is a discerner of the intent and thought. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the soul.
My Lord. Lord Jesus.
My Lord.
It has to remove the soul from conforming to what's on the outside. And it must transform the soul to make transfer from what's inside into material manifestation to the outside.
Yes,
sir. Right here. Do this. Mine. Let me prove one of the most powerful scriptures. I'm just going to jump and roll, okay?
Yes,
let me prove one of the most powerful scriptures. Go to Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, but I want to go to the other word. We always ask it. We know how to ask. We got some askers up in here. But if you think, you won't have to ask.
That's right.
If you think properly, I already have it, it's already mine,
yes.
Then you can make a demand on it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Paul, before Agrippa, in one of the worst moments of the night, Paul said, I think myself happy. The Bible says he's gone out of his mind. He thinks, what type of money thought you carry? Yeah. Your money condition is spiritual. It's not job. It's not education. It's not label. When you became a child of God, your money condition became spiritual.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
If you know how to function in the spirit, now let's go to a key text here. Go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. I left out two people. Stand back up. The people I had.
Increase. Abundance.
Stand up. Tell us, stand up. Bless. Stand up. Inheritance. Now, all of this in Christ is already yours. It's already in you. You just have to learn how to function in your spirit, soul, and body. You being broke is a soul issue. The way you're thinking. Bless, inheritance, abundance, prosperity, wealth, increase, all of that's already mine?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can't see it, Reverend. Shoot, I don't quote every scripture. I know I'm prayed. I prayed in tongues. I praise God. I can't really see this, Reverend. I mean, I can't really see this. Yo, sit down. I can't really see this. You're going to see this today.
Yes,
I'm going to flat jump on you because it's time for somebody. I need a rhema. We need a rhema in the body of Christ to know how to walk in this.
Yeah.
It's easy to have plenty of money.
Yeah.
I don't care what the other preachers say with his broke self. It's easy to have plenty of money. And I happen to be the apostle of finances. And I have evidence in my life that is already in you. It wasn't in my family where it came from. I worked at a plant for many years. I didn't get it. It didn't come then. Where it came from? Where my wealth came from? Where my prospect? Where my increase come from? Why I'm so blessed in that area? What happened? And then from my smartness, a lot of smart people in this room, and from my preaching, I got a lot of better preachers in this room now. It's not from that.
Why
do I have it? Where it come from? Who gave it to me? Who made it possible? Who couldn't stop it?
Hallelujah.
Didn't we have this scripture? God said, God have no respecter of person. So if he did it for Leroy, if I do the same thing Leroy did, he'll do it for me. How many of y'all fed up with these money issues? Just fed up. I know it. Like that, just fed up with these money issues. You know, and money take 3/4 of my prayer time. Lord, could you do this for me? And I hear the Lord up on there, I did it. Sit down. So now, we have to read this scripture cautiously because there's an impartation going on in here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to become strong in here because he really wants this taught to his children, and you're a remnant. I want you to catch it. Now, you see, this voice is so powerful. This voice, there are spiritual laws that you can activate if you understand how they work. Now, in Ephesians 1:3, say, blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Let me read it just like it is. Let me read it, because I don't want to miss a word. Blessed be the God and Father. He called him God and Father. That's what you have to understand. That God is your God. But he also, will a father take care of his children?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has. Now I hear Fred Price say, drill this. See, Fred would drill this. Who has? Do you have an understanding what has mean?
Yeah.
No, Fred, get right in your face. Who has? Fred said, say it.
Say it. Who has?
What tense that is?
Has.
Who has blessed us with all. Now I want you to underline these two other two words. Spiritual blessing. Money is a spiritual blessing manifested.
Yeah.
I see it. Wow. Spiritual blessing.
Yeah, see, I'm not worried about these broke preachers, what they're going to say. But they're trying to pick up an offering and they haven't told you how to get an offering. Spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Ah, thank you, Holy Ghost. I just heard something I never heard before. On the inside of you is a heavenly place. I heard that from the Holy Ghost. I heard that just now. I never heard that before. On the inside of you is one of God's heavenly places. Oh, man. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
We going up yonder. No, God have made you a heavenly place for him to operate from heavenly principles from the inside of you, that the world may know he is your God and your Father. Let me manifest heaven through you. Got it?
Yes, sir. Just
seeing that.
Wow.
I read that scripture thousands of times. In heavenly places. Wherever, let me make it more clear. Wherever Christ resides, it becomes a heavenly place. Come on, some of y'all help me up in there, boy. So everything you want to change on the outside of your life, go on the inside, pick up the principle, and come back out and it got to change. Christ is on the inside of me loaded with whatever heaven offers. Sit down. Let me try to get a little further here. Jesus Christ. He's on the inside. So let me go through this, because I wrote this earlier this morning. Prosperity is in me, is already mine. Abundance is in me. It's already mine. Increase is in me. It's already mine. Wealth is in me. It's already mine. Overflow is in me. It's already mine. Blessing are in me. It's already mine. Inheritance is already in me. It's already mine. Is Jesus broke?
No.
What are we going to do with 2 Corinthians 8 and 9? Look at it. You can change that word rich to prosperity. You can change it to abundance. You can change the wealth. Call it what you want. For you know the grace, for you know the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. And then he did it, and then he went back and took his riches back. When he rose from the dead, he took his stuff back, you know. He just went down there to get you out. Let me see, can I walk through a lot of principles to get you to work here? Uh-huh. So what has to happen? How to access, write it down, and manifest two subjects. Supernatural prosperity that is already in you. How to access, come on children, how to access and manifest supernatural prosperity that is already in you. Right, let me give you another illustration. I got to work on this, man. This got to come out. Listen to me. Stand up. Son of God. Stand up. Kingdom citizen. What's some of the other one I use? Huh? Stand up. I'm his image. Stand up. I'm his likeness. Stand up. Yeah, you. I'm filled with his glory. Huh? Stand up. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Y'all remember y'all part? I'm a partaker of his divine nature. Anyone else? What else I have? Huh? A new creature. That's right. Stand up. You're the new creature. New creature. Call things that be not. Stand up. Yeah. You remember what you did? Now you call things that be not. Now God filled with his glory. Living in his grace. Stand up and take that. Living in his grace. All right, stand up. I'm a spirit. You're a spirit. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. All right, Faith, stand back up, Faith. Now let me go back to you now.
Son of God.
Kingdom citizen.
In his image.
I'm a black.
New creature.
I'm a partaker of his divine nature.
I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body.
Living in his grace.
I'm filled with his glory.
All those things be mine.
All these people standing in one person.
Yes, sir.
There you got another one? Huh? Oh yeah, I need stand up. The name of Jesus. The word of God. Stand up. Yeah, you the word. You the word. I'm the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Right?
I'm filled with his glory.
Yeah, gotta be
in his grace.
New creature.
I'm a partaker of his divine nature.
I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. Kingdom citizen.
In his image.
I'm his likeness. Word of God.
The name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Righteousness. Stand up.
Glory to God.
I'm the righteousness of God.
I'm the righteousness of God.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Huh? Stand up. You who say that. You do final analysis. Number two, faith and the supernatural being. It's the final analysis. Supernatural being supposed to live in supernatural prosperity. But it will not happen automatically. You have to have access, Paul talked about in Ephesians, boldness and confidence. Now I'm going to go through these one more time, and it's talking about you.
Kingdom citizen.
In his image.
I'm his likeness.
I'm the righteousness of God.
I'm a partaker of his divine image.
New creature.
I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and live in a body.
Living in his grace.
I'm filled with his glory.
Call those things be not.
Call those things that be not.
Word of God.
The name of Jesus. Faith.
I'm a supernatural being.
Reverend, I ain't come here for all this. I just wanted a nice little sermon. No, you've been broke too long. Listen to me. This is what you have to know. All of these persons are standing up. They're standing up in you.
Yes, sir.
And there's a divine ability on the inside of you not to have to live by this world's standard. You live on another standard. Use what you got on the inside of you. You may be seated. Take notes. What the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to us is the divine order of prosperity. The divine order of prosperity works from the assembly line you saw standing a few minutes ago. That's a divine assembly line that you have on the inside of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One after another. The word of God, the name of Jesus. I'm the righteousness of God. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. I'm the image of God. I'm the likeness of God. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Till you come to the conclusion, I'm a supernatural being. No, you replace it with label. You replace it with two jobs. You replace it with the husband and wife both working, all the children, the dog and the cat. You replace it with that. You believe you're going to tear the world up by working a lot. Ain't nobody going to get rich working. Come to the conclusion. Holy Spirit, help me. Breathe. Breathe in you. Come to the conclusion from this revelation that you're already prosperous, you're already rich, and it's up to you to manifest it. The church has not known the divine order of prosperity. Your prosperity is a divine kingdom spiritual law. Romans 8:2. Your prosperity is a divine kingdom spiritual law. Nobody can stop you from prospering financially. You know, prosperity got other aspect to it, but I'm dealing with the money part. That's where we're really dying at. Nobody can stop you from prospering financially. The bank, the government, the system, the economy, the family, none of it. Why? Why? Because the Heavenly Father never runs out of nothing. God will never, the word bankruptcy cannot get close to God. God will not never have enough. Well, baby, when you're talking about God, you're talking about you. God in me. So if God can't have a shortage, I can't have a shortage. Let me get three words I work on more tonight. Receive, renew, release. Your whole Christian job life now is not about receiving. It's about renewing and releasing. The rest of your life, all you got to do is renew and release. God has already, you think God got something better than Jesus to give us? God has already given you his best. So all we got to do now is renew and release what we have already received. Renewing and releasing. Renewing my mind and releasing out of my mouth what I've already received in my spirit. Taking the word of God, making my soul come in alignment with my spirit. Taking the word of God, making my soul come in agreement with my spirit. Taking the word of God, awakening my soul to my spirit. And all the body gonna say, new pair of shoes, new dress, new suit. See, the body gonna follow the soul. Mm-hmm. Right. Body say, I like that. Yeah. The body make no decision. But we got our bodies making decisions. Telling us what we can't have. Ooh, that's something nice. Well, that's too much money there. Shut up, body. Who asked you anything?
Shut up.
Because if I let you, you'll join the devil's family tomorrow. You have no restraint. You have no power.
No power.
Unless I fuel you with it. Body said, let's go to Walmart. Shopping for clothes. Walmart. Come on, let's go to Walmart. Everything cheap at Walmart. Body, shut up and listen to my soul now, because I've got my soul renewed. We ain't going to no Walmart. Matter of fact, we're going to have somebody come to our house and measure us. See, that's the difference, see? Just trying to show you the difference. See what Romans 8:2 says? I'm going to show you two things over that. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from being broke and having lack and not having enough. Because the other part is death. The other part is your soul and body is running you without instruction. Oh! Without direction. Without correction. Without insight. Without revelation. Sing around here singing, I know who I am. Y'all better quit singing that long song line, I know who I am. You're not going to know who you are until you get some money. I don't care how you look at me. You just spirit yourself. You look at me, I don't believe all that. But just don't believe it. Just be deceived like you've been deceived. You can't have no fun in this world with no money. Ain't nobody going to pray all their life. You got to finally get up and live a little bit. And prayer seems not to work downtown when you're picking up that stuff. They don't want to hear your prayer. They don't want to hear nothing about your God. You worry about who got my money? Who got my money? You got it. You see somebody who really know that right, you think, they got my money. Look at all that money they got. That ain't your money. They got it. You got your own money. But your soul constipated. You need some money lax. Take all the other kind of lacks. Take some money lack. Your soul, yeah. Back up. Yes, sir. Your soul is your money colon.
Apostle Thompson.
Listen to this. When the Lord said this, I trembled. To not be in prosperity is you permitting a lesser power to break a major part of your covenant. No, don't get this, because you need to reread it so the Holy Spirit can talk to you. To not be in prosperity is you permitting a lesser power to break a major part of your covenant. All right, slow. You got it? I'm about to give you another one. Spiritual laws. Wait a minute. Go back to Romans 8. I want you to read something before I give you the other one. Go back to Romans 8. It's very important. Very, very important. Thank God all that stupidity about to be off TV. Tomorrow somebody gonna shut up. All that hate and stuff. The TV waiting for a break. In Romans 8, very important. 6. You see, what? Look at me. Most of the people under the sound of my voice in the body of Christ are suffering from financial death. You see? You follow what I'm saying? And we're here this week to have a financial resurrection by revelation. Man, woman, I desire for you all to get this. This has been years of digging. And come out here and give you a sample and all the stuff I've gone through and come out here and tell you in one session how to do it. I've been through some stuff to get where I am. And now, here you sit here, you're going to get a revelation in one session to come up to par how to do it. You see what I'm saying? My wife and I have been through all kind of financial jungle. We didn't know this. Listen. Listen what he said, sixth verse. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, to be spiritually minded, all you got to do is go back to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You know where heavenly places are, right? Spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So the heavenly places, Christ, and the spirituality is inside of you. See, the worry and the fear and the toiling. Boy, I said, Lord, we've toiled all night. Lord said, come here, let me give you a word. I know where the money is. Just like the Lord knew where the fish was, the Lord knew where your money is. In other words, how to make it manifest on the outside of you. Suppose the Lord decide to give you a ton of favor this morning. A financial favor. Just suppose. See, that time comes when you keep seeking and keep obeying. He makes a decision. I'm going to give her so much favor. She's going to be drunk, or he's going to be drunk with favor. Everything going to start working in his favor, her favor. You know why I know that? That's why I am. See, it's not so much of just having the favor. You must come to a point to know how to receive the favor. Stop being all modest and cute. Come on, no, that's okay. You know you're lying. Take it. God have sent an angel to you to bring you something, and you talking about, I'm all right. I'm making it. Ain't nobody asking you about no making it. God is not no making it God. How many follow what I'm saying? See, you're trying to get what you already got. See, I see some of y'all still don't believe me. Y'all still, because you've been in that mold so long. But I got to trust the Holy Ghost to help me with this. I got to trust you to have dream and vision and impartation and wisdom and understanding and to know how to make certain moves that the Holy Ghost tell you make by faith. I'm not even talking about no investment. I'm talking about what's already invested. Jesus have made the investment. The investment is the cross. The dividends is the resurrection. How can you be seated in heavenly places with Christ broke? How you doing, Jesus? I don't have much today. I know you died for it, but I just don't have much, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me pay this bill, Jesus. Did I help you get into it? Just to me, you could have got it cash. Or I'll tell you a particular kind of borrowing. Like borrowing for 30 years, and I'll pay it in 3 years. So sometimes he lets you borrow, but it's not the regular type of borrowing. You just want it now, and you haven't seen how to get it. It's there how to get it, so I'm going to let you borrow it, then I'm going to give it to you. But I definitely, 30 years out of your life paying for something, 30 years, 30, 30 years. Two more sessions, you'll be 90 years young. 30 years, paying for house, 30 years. Then after 30 years, the house out of style. Ten years later, I don't like this house no more. You got 20 more years, baby. You better like it. Spiritual laws and divine kingdom and covenant order. Listen, spiritual laws and divine kingdom and covenant order will return you to supernatural prosperity this week. Write that down. Write that down. Meditate that in your room wherever you are. Spiritual laws and divine kingdom and covenant order will return you to supernatural prosperity this week. Listen, you listening? You are a supernatural being. You have the right to have supernatural money. All that money in that fish mouth was supernatural money. Now watch this. This is good news. The thief will be stopped by revelation, anointing, and wisdom. And I'm going to give you another one. And impartation. Yes, sir. Stop the thief. The thief will be stopped. The thief is stealing from the outside. John 10:10. The thief coming up with the steal, kill, and destroy. The thief is stealing from you on the outside, making you work and labor and try. He's stealing from the outside. Jesus said, I'm coming that you might have life. Well, abundant there. Who is abundant? You was abundant? Mm-hmm. Stand up. Abundance already there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you thought you got too many crazy people around you, you got too many religious spirit talking to you on Thanksgiving. And Christmas. They're around there talking all that unbelief. Get out of my house with this craziness. I don't believe nothing y'all saying. You don't believe me? Go to Psalm 1. This boy, whatsoever he did, prospered. But this boy got a lot of people out of his life. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. No, sit in the seat. Scorn for people, talking about other people, just no standing in the way of sinners. Sinners don't like broke people. Sinners like nice stuff. Sinners want sin. It takes money to sin. Sinners don't want your broke God. Sinners like nice cars and houses, like to dress up. And like to buy big bottles of whiskey, not no small bottle. Send it like money, man. They don't want your broke God. Now, sinners respect me. How you doing, Reverend? I make sinners shut motorcycles down when I come to the red light. They cut them off. How you doing, sir? Now, you know what sinners say? That's a true man of God right there. I ain't ready right now, but that's a true man of God right there. If I ever serve any God, I want his God. I don't want the National Baptist Convention God. I want his God. You got a few more minutes? 12 o'clock. Prosperity is a grace gift that cannot be stopped in your life by no force. White force, black force, Japanese force, none of them forces can stop you. Racism cannot stop you. Hate, nothing can stop you. When a person is moving in revelation, they cannot be stopped. If so, I would have been stopped. When all them forces look up, I was sitting on my front porch in a big Boston rocker rocking, waving, how do you do? Bought half of the neighborhood. God will do that. Boy, God, something, boy, God. Say, what? Leroy, you believe in me that much? Yes, sir. You can have that too. When I walked on the lot where I live at now, I was looking at one lot broke. My wife's in the car, she was broke too. So I'm walking with the man showing me the one lot, and he said, that's another lot connected to it. And he told me how much it was, I forgot how much it was, it wasn't, but it was a lot of money that time. He showed me, so I'm bold, I said it before I know it. I don't have a quarter. I said, I'll take them both. Go on back and got in the car. I'll take both lots. I can't buy the corner lot. I'll take the corner of the lot. But I mean, that's what I heard. Now, where the money came from, I know it came from him, but he got ready to get him. I paid for him cash. A little water got in my house in the back rooms. I had down a little water. When that water came, got in my house, it made me mad. So I poured 19 ounces of concrete in it. It was down here, it's way up here now. So that means you had to tear the roof off to make the roof higher, tear it off. I was talking to boys, a nephew and a brother. Just tear it off, tear the roof off. Then I said, I better add on some more. I want an exercise room, and I want this room bigger, and I want the roof high over here, and bring this out. Just the devil made me mad. I was... So when they built the other garage, the exercise room behind the garage, and so I told him, put three big windows in there. So my carpenter, he was working, you know, and so... He put the three-piece window, but it's behind the garage. Why I need the window? I'm going to put the garage door up when I'm walking so I can see out. This is the way money works. This is the way money works. My carpenter, head carpenter, is gone with his wife on a cruise this week. He think he's not going to get paid. But this year, I'm going to be his vacation. And when he come back, he don't get the same thing he was getting when he was here. I heard from the Lord this morning. I spoke it to my wife. My wife says, fine. She's in agreement. So while he gone a week on a cruise with his wife, his check is not going to be cut. His crew working, but he going to get the same check. Wow. He don't know it.
No limit.
That's the way money works. Now you got to have it to do it. Sit down. Now what you think I'm going to get back for that? I'm sowing, man. Woo, Lord have mercy. What's that boy's real name? I don't want to call him a nickname. What's his real name?
Henry.
Henry. Yeah. Henry gonna fall out. He was going to Las Vegas with his wife a week ago. He said, I got a missile. I'm going to Las Vegas. I walk out and say, you going to Las Vegas? Hold me your hand. You going to Las Vegas, huh? All right, man, have a good time. He said, what? He felt something between our hands. Say this with me. I am prosperity.
I am prosperity.
I am abundance.
I am abundance.
I am increase.
I am increase.
I am work.
I am work.
Well, I almost said work. That would have been easier for you to say. I am well.
I am well.
I am overflow.
I am overflow.
I am living in my inheritance.
I am living in my inheritance.
Because I know I am.
I have.
Therefore,
it will be
never
held back
from me
no more.
Leroy, take over.